Moody's signals growing confidence in SA. Sanisha Pakirasamy, chief economist, and Shyamo Masaik, economist, at Momentum Investments. On the 22nd of May 2026, Moody's ratings revised South Africa's, SA's, sovereign rating outlook from stable to positive, while affirming the credit rating at bar 2. The outlook upgrade reflects improving fiscal performance and structural reforms that are stabilizing debt and supporting an economic recovery despite a global slowdown. However, Moody's maintained the bar 2 rating to reflect that SA's economic fundamentals remain relatively weak and the improvements are still in their early stages. On the fiscal side, Moody's highlighted that SA's 2025-26 primary budget surplus exceeded expectations and is projected to rise further to around 2% of gross domestic product, GDP, by 2028. Higher primary surpluses, gradually declining debt service costs and contained spending pressures, particularly public sector wages and the Social Relief of Distress grant, are expected to support a gradual decline in the debt-to-GDP ratio to around 85% by 2028, from an estimated 87% in 2025. This includes most guarantees to state entities. The agency also noted that stronger tax revenue collection, including support from elevated commodity prices, could accelerate the improvement in debt dynamics. In addition, improved financial health at state entities lowers the risk of future government bailouts. Moody's expects stronger investment, supported by ongoing structural reforms, to lift real GDP growth to around 2% by 2028 from an average of 0.8% between 2023 and 2025, which is in line with the SA Reserve Bank's and National Treasury's estimates. However, the agency highlighted that SA's growth potential remains constrained by structural weaknesses, specifically a weak labor market and fragile network infrastructure. The Middle East conflict was noted as a near-term risk, particularly for net energy importers, through its impact on inflation and household purchasing power, resulting in a downward revision to growth forecasts for 2026 and 2027. Nevertheless, Moody's expects macroeconomic stability and fiscal consolidation to remain intact, limiting the credit impact even under more adverse scenarios. The Government of National Unity is expected to see through its term in Moody's baseline assumptions. However, Moody's acknowledges that the upcoming electoral cycle, including the local government elections scheduled for the 4th of November 2026, presents political and policy risks. While Moody's notes that reform momentum might slow down during the election period, a complete rollback of these structural changes is seen as highly unlikely. Moody's indicated that it would upgrade the credit rating if SA's fiscal performance continues to improve, as this would signal stronger policy effectiveness and sustained reform implementation. Conversely, weaker fiscal consolidation or slowing reform momentum could result in the outlook reverting to stable. Fitch increasingly looks like the cautious outlier among the major rating agencies on SA. While Moody's has now shifted its outlook to positive and S&P Global Ratings already upgraded SA in late 2025 to BB, two notches below investment grade, Fitch has maintained a more conservative stance at BB, three notches below investment grade, with a stable outlook, in its last major sovereign review released in September 2025. The divergence largely comes down to Fitch's greater skepticism around SA's debt trajectory and medium-term growth potential. Fitch has repeatedly warned that debt stabilization assumptions may be too optimistic and that structural constraints, such as weak logistics, low investment and subdued growth, continue to weigh heavily on the sovereign's profile. Even where Fitch has acknowledged improving fiscal discipline and reform momentum, it has tended to frame these developments as encouraging but still insufficient to materially alter the broader credit picture. By contrast, Moody's and S&P appear increasingly willing to give policymakers credit for incremental reform delivery, stronger primary surpluses and reduced contingent liability risks linked to ESCOM and other state entities. Ends. Author. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments Plus Posts. Bio at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a Glance, April 2026 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A soft inflation reading before the war shock bites at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business pulse, sentiment up, but Middle East risks linger at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. United States and Israeli strikes escalate Iran tensions into a regional crisis at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. National Budget Preview, Holding the Fiscal Line While Politics Pulls, by Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. No interest rate cut, but the scissors are still on the table. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Headline and core inflation inched higher in December at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A fragile world, a firmer rand. What 2026 means for SA consumers and investors at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. November CPI surprise strengthens case for 2026 rate cuts at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. 2026 economic outlook. What will move markets next year? At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Financial Stability Review. Financial system resilience holds firm amid geopolitical and policy risks at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Interest rate cut to 6.75% with further room to ease at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A vote of confidence. SA's credit story turns a corner at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Medium-term budget preview. Windfalls, warnings and waiting for a ratings lift at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, October 2025. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. South Africa's economy shows fragile rebound at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, August 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. July CPI rose to 3.5%, with rates expected to remain on hold at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, July 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economists share their views on the impact of the escalating Middle East conflict at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. How geopolitics could make or break South Africa's ESG future at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business pulse, sentiment dips to 40, revealing broad weakness at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, May 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. National Budget Review 3.0, three strikes or a charm. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, April 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. External trade trends, first quarter 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Inflation edges up to 3.2% in the first rebased CPI at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Geoeconomic confrontation, top risk facing global economy at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Looking back on 2024, and looking forward to 2025 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Financial Stability Review. A more favorable domestic environment for the financial sector at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Medium-term budget review at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Monetary Policy Review. Cautious global rate cutting cycle at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SARB delivered the first highly anticipated repo rate cut to 8%. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Headline inflation undershot the 4.5% midpoint in August 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business pulse. Firms are cautiously optimistic at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Growth up 0.4% Q/Q in Q2 2024 buoyed by consumption at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. The two-pot retirement reforms impact on inflation at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. July CPI plunge to 4.6% is supportive of an interest rate cut at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. June's dip in rental inflation larger than anticipated at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Market and economic outlook, July 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. CPI unchanged at 5.2% Y in May, in line with expectations at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Growth unexpectedly contracts by 0.1% in Q1 2024. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Monetary Policy Review. SARB keeps interest rates steady at 8.25%. A less hawkish hold at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. From ballots to balance sheets, forecasting SA's economic path pre- and post-elections at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Encouraging drop in services inflation in April 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on the inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for April 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Monetary Policy Review. More caution over interest rates at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on the inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Food inflation dip drives headline figure lower to 5.3% in March at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, March 2024. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Medical and fuel inflation drove inflation higher in February at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for February 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Business pulse. Business confidence depressed at 30 points at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SA dodges a technical recession in the fourth quarter of 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's budget speech by Sanisha Pakirasamy, economist at Momentum Investments at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Sona. Addressing Democratic despondency with pre-election promises at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for January 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Steady repo rate at 8.25%, but exercising caution at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's interest rate decision and the outlook for monetary policy in SA. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Headline inflation softened to 5.1% Y in December 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Market and economic outlook, January 2024 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Inflation spike reverses in November 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Consumer pulse. Consumers face mounting financial pressures at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Financial market outlook for 2024. Rate reversal rejoice. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Surprising inflation spike to 5.9% Y in October led by higher fuel and food prices at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's inflation release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for October 2023. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's medium-term budget policy statement, MTBPS. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Taming the inflation genie at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on statistics South Africa, Stats SA, inflation figures and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for September 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. August 2023 economies at a glance and summary of indices at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. GDP overshoots expectations at 0.6% QQ in the second quarter at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. A view on today's GDP release and the impact on the next interest rate decision at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Have the low-hanging fruit rotted in South Africa? At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for July 2023. At Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance for June 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SA economy averts a technical recession in Q1 2023 at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. Food inflation underpins negative inflation surprise yet again at Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments. SARB delivers surprise 50 basis point hike on sharply higher inflation forecasts. At Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments plus posts. Bio at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Economies at a glance, April 2026 at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. A soft inflation reading before the war shock bites at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Business pulse, sentiment up, but Middle East risks linger at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. United States and Israeli strikes escalate Iran tensions into a regional crisis at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. National budget preview, holding the fiscal line while politics pulls, by Sanisha Pakirasamy, Momentum Investments at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Growth unexpectedly contracts by 0.1% in Q1 2024 at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Monetary policy review. SARB keeps interest rates steady at 8.25%, a less hawkish hold at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Steady repo rate at 8.25%, but exercising caution at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Headline inflation softened to 5.1% YY in December 2023 at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Inflation spike reverses in November 2023 at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Consumer pulse. Consumers face mounting financial pressures at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Surprising inflation spike to 5.9% YY in October led by higher fuel and food prices at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. GDP overshoots expectations at 0.6% QQ in the second quarter at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. SA economy averts a technical recession in Q1 2023 at Shiamo Masaik, Momentum Investments. Food inflation underpins negative inflation surprise yet again, share on your socials.